Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Vince Solis is here. He's president of Western Nevada College, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City, Dr. Vince Solis. He is president of Western Nevada College, based in Carson City, with campuses in Fallon and Douglas. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Nice to meet you, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Let's start out with how badly has WNC been hurt during the pandemic?
You know, like all institutions, Sam, that's a great question, first and foremost. All institutions of higher education, I think, have kind of tried to weather the proverbial storm as it relates to COVID. COVID has impacted us with our budgets, obviously. You know, that comes with the connectedness to the state. But it's also impacted us with our enrollment. Enrollment has been a huge challenge for colleges and universities across the country. So COVID has shifted things. The best way I can phrase it, Sam, is that it took the proverbial higher education snow globe and shook it up, and now we're just waiting for things to settle. So that's kind of where it's at.
Okay, so what kind of loss did you have in student enrollment between what you would have had versus what you now have online?
Yeah, so everything shifted online. We can talk about that piece as well, because that's been a huge change for us, even though we had a great online presence prior to COVID. But in terms of the headcount drop, it's been about a 15% headcount drop.
15%?
15%, yeah, it's been significant. And it's similar to, you know, what's been happening with other institutions, not just nationally and across the region, but you know, students that are needing to work and help the family and, you know, hesitation of coming in, all those things have created this perfect storm of enrollment challenges. Thankfully for us, we've got some really amazing faculty. And what we did was we let each faculty member determine whether they wanted to stay in person or whether they wanted to switch to a remote setting. Many of our faculty members stayed teaching in person, and testament to their commitment to our students and to our community. So we kept our students on campus during this entire time. So for those that wanted to teach the classes, we had zero transmissions on campus. I was really impressed with all of our faculty, all of our staff, and our students. When we first kind of decided we were going to go there, I was worried that folks weren't going to comply with the safety precautions. But so far, to knock on wood, we haven't had any transmissions on campus. It's been a good experience.
One of the things in discussing things with people in the gaming industry and people who observe the gaming industry is that we've seen a lot of robotics that were perhaps 10 years away now coming into play.
Yeah.
There are jobs that are not going to come back because of robotics, but at the same time, as we've seen with every industrial revolution, there are other industries that are created when jobs go away in one area. So when you look at this, what are your thoughts in terms of curriculum?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, I think that Nevada is in a unique position in a lot of different ways, where I think that Nevada, because of what's happening right now, is what will be happening in the rest of the country in several years. One of them is the shifting demographics, but the other one is this piece that you're just talking about, the automation. Nevada, particularly the southern part of the state, is one of the most vulnerable to the effects of automation in the entire country. Jobs being replaced by those that are automated. And I think you said something that's really important, is that when we go through these disruptions, other opportunities come up. What I think is different this time around is that in order to capitalize on these other opportunities that are developing because of the space that's being created, people will need specialized skill sets. And I think that that's what's going to be different from this time to previous times. These specialized skill sets in things like coding, blockchains, the internet, technology is going to drive this. And in order to live in this digital world and succeed in a digital economy, people need to have skills that are related to those areas. The things that are needed in those areas are things that students and individuals as a whole need to come back and reskill and retool and relearn, because the days of let me go to college for 4 years and I'll be done and the rest of my career will be in this field without having to re-educate myself or reskill, those days are gone, Sam. Now students, individuals, everybody who's in the workforce needs to constantly reskill, constantly relearn, because technology is not just making things change, it's making things change very rapidly, and people need to keep up with these skill sets. So I think that's what's different. There's going to be plenty of opportunities. Even now, you've got an amazing set of opportunities, but there isn't the workforce to feed into these areas in large numbers because they require specialized skill sets.
Okay, and one of the things that has come up over the last few years is that people are not going to be in one job all their life. They're going to be in four or
that's
five
correct.
Different jobs
yep.
over the period of their life. You mentioned blockchains, and obviously that's a whole discussion here mm-hmm. with the innovation zones. But blockchain technology in itself is something that is moving along. How are you working with blockchain technology through WNC?
That's a great question. So one thing that I'll say as a preface to that, to my answer on that question, Sam, I think blockchain is going to be a significant driver of the world economy moving forward.
That's a pretty huge statement.
Oh yeah, it is. If you look at what economists are reporting, 2/3 of them will tell you that over the next 3 decades, blockchains will drive 60 to 2/3 of the things that are happening in the economic space. Because when you think of the power of the blockchains and what it can do, it can do everything from tracking a student from the time that they are in elementary all the way to their graduate school, bringing their credentials with them. That's been one of the things that we've struggled with over the many years in higher education. That's just one example, but contracts, currencies, you name it, blockchains can fill these gaps. So one of the things that we're doing is that we've partnered with companies to really learn to develop a blockchains program. What does that look like? Because it's a little bit of everything. You need a little bit of coding, you need to understand the blockchain, you need to be innovative, we need to teach critical thinking in different ways. So we actually launched a pilot program with the Oasis Academy in Fallon. They're our local high school where Dave Risky, who's an amazing faculty member that we have, has developed a blockchains program working with our industry partners and working with the schools to really connect to individuals that can learn these items. And I think that it's important For things like coding, the way I liken it, it's like learning a language. That's why when people look at it and they say, well, you've got all these jobs open here, take this workforce and put them into these areas and teach them up. It's not that easy, Sam. You know, when you're working with this level of skill set, it requires a highly motivated individual or a very young individual in school that's learning it like they would a second language. That's why coding, you're looking at things that are developed in games as early as 5-6 years old, where students are starting to look at different things on their iPads as games so that they can understand the logic that goes into the sequencing of how to code. So if we can teach people how to code through using and understanding logic sequences, it makes for better coders. That's why your best coders are always going to be the ones that learned those skills early on. So there's a lot of opportunities there, but in terms of the massive, drastic change that's happening, all of those will be driven by technology, and blockchains will be a huge piece to that.
Okay, so I have used this explanation on the program of saying that blockchain technology is a very sophisticated form of accounting.
It is.
How would you expand that definition in a simple way to explain to our audience?
You know, the best way I can describe it is a dispersed ledger, so that it's something that everyone can see. Whenever a change is made, it requires a code, and that code is infallible. And that's a bold statement, because when you think about, you know, codes that have been cracked in the past, people often ask me, well, what happens if somebody breaks that code? I was speaking to a computer engineer once, and I asked him that question. You know, technology is not my field, but because of how it's changing our environments, I try to understand as much of it. And the computer engineer told me, he said, it would take the energy of two suns burning for infinity to be able to crack the code. He goes, that's how much wow. energy it would take to break the blockchain's code. Now, whether that's, you know, a literal statement or not, but it kind of gives you an idea of what it would take to crack a code like that. So that's why I think it's something that the wave of the future will be focused on, that because it's pretty infallible. So I think that's one piece to it. In terms of how it's changing, like I said, it's going to change every facet of our lives. So it's a dispersed ledger. Everybody can see what happens on it, and it is a simplified way of doing very complex accounting. Contracts, for example, you know, I see legal businesses moving into specialized area, because your general contract will be able to be done on the internet with these dispersed ledgers and that people can see and keep track of. So it's amazing technology that's going to continue to shape what we do. A big part of it is, you know, people kind of liken it to what's happening with digital currencies. You know, 10 years ago, if we had thought about investing in blockchains, you know, we'd be doing something very different right now, because the bitcoins that the blockchains run on that technology are worth now, you know, $50,000, $60,000 each.
It's
when
insane.
When yes. 10 years ago, they were less than a penny. So, you know, a lot of that has been transformative, and I see more of that happening just because technology continues to disrupt at very quick speeds.
So taking the politics of Story County out of the issue,
right.
Does the concept of a smart city in Nevada sound very appealing to you as an educator?
You know, as an educator, I think it's visionary. I think that the best way I can put it is, when someone was thinking of mastering the waves through ships, they learned very quickly that if you control the waters, you control politics. And then that shifted into, well, if you control the skies, let's build planes, now you control the politics because you control the skies, transport, military, et cetera. And then that shifted into space. If you control space, you've got this technology boom, and you get to control the politics and the things that are going on. I think that for the purposes of the space, this is that next frontier. So I think that preparing for that and understanding it through these large visionary programs of things like digital cities, if we don't embrace that, someone else will embrace it for us. If you look at countries like Estonia, the first truly digital society on the planet, you can get an Estonian passport if you're a digital citizen. Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, they just awarded citizenship to the first robot, Sophie, an artificially intelligence-based platform. So they've given and awarded, and if you know anything about getting Saudi citizenship, it's not an easy thing to do. It's something that, you know, there's a lot of pieces to it, but they've awarded it to a piece of technology, Sophie the robot, who's driven by artificial intelligence. So I think that for the purposes of the vision, it's bold, it's visionary, and that's where the tip of the spear is going to be for changes to technology and what shapes our future. See, one of the things, Sam, that we get as Americans is We don't have enough scientists, enough mathematicians, enough computer engineers. The list goes on down the line. But the one thing that changes the world because of what happens in our country is innovation. Because of the freedoms in our culture and the way it's set up, Americans think in different ways. Things like not having the constraints of thinking about a digital city. These big ideas shape the future. So I think that the innovation piece, Americans will continue to dominate that space for years to come. We need more of the people with the skill sets, math, science, engineering. But in terms of the big ideas like this, I think these kinds of things will continue to shape humanity. So, you know, kudos to the people thinking big.
That's quite a statement, sir. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Thank Dr. You, Vince Solis, president of Western Nevada College, after this timeout.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon, a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere. The Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson. We'll save you a drink.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Vince Solis. He's president of Western Nevada College, based in Carson City, with campuses in Fallon and Douglas. So there are discussions, obviously, of community colleges breaking away from the universities. Your thoughts on this and where we are with the legislature?
You know, so I've heard every manner of idea in this area, Sam. You know, what typically happens is there's a conceptualized idea that kind of hits the space, and then people fill the gaps. I haven't heard the details to what these discussions are, or haven't had an opportunity to look at them, other than what I've seen come in as broad stroke kind of ideas. So for the purposes of the colleges, and I can only speak for Western, obviously we're part of a larger system, so my only perspective is from the side of Western, is that regardless of what happens in the space, Western will continue to be here to serve our students and work with our communities. Because at the end of the day, there are things that we have control of, like how we work with our students to help ensure success. And then there are things that happen beyond our walls that we have limited control of that we then have to respond to. So I can tell you that from my perspective, having been here 3 years, working with our system, it's been great. We've got supportive regents, really supportive chancellors. We work through those areas. But at the end of the day, I understand that there are state leaders that will have different visions for different opportunities. Whatever comes our way, Western will continue to serve our students in the best way that we know how.
Do you have a preference?
You know, I would have to see the details, Sam. I haven't seen those details. So having a preference, you know, there are benefits to both. I've worked in models where we've got this large dispersed system like we do here, has tremendous benefits. I've worked in institutions that have localized governance, has benefits, but also, you know, there are cons to both processes. So it just depends, I think, on the amount of resources that we have. So I'll give you an example. Localized governance requires, I think, more resources in time and in a treasure, so to speak, because you have localized boards that require then their attorneys. They got to have, you know, money for their own development. They have their own budgets to do that. Our institution right now, being the smallest in the system, it's not something we could support without an infusion of dollars. If those things are there to support those layers, you know, there are benefits to having that, but there are also the cons that come with that. One of them is the amount of time that is done with local governance, because since they're local, a lot of board members will spend a lot of time on campus. You have to spend a lot of time with them, and that takes us from doing the day-to-day stuff in greater amounts of time. So, you know, we'll make it happen in either instance, and we're good partners with whether it's our system or the community or whatever structure comes our way.
Okay, so I've heard in recent days discussion that there might be a suggestion of having just one community college for the north and one community college for the south. Now, the same buildings would exist, so Weston, Truckee Meadows Community yeah. College, et cetera, would all exist, but it would all be under one governance. The same thing for Southern Nevada. Is that something that you would, are you hearing about? Would you be in favor of?
I haven't heard of that, Sam. Again, at the end of the day, what ends up happening beyond our walls, we have limited control over. What I can say is that having regional institutions, like, for example, up here in the north, you've got Western, and I can only speak for Western. We've got our focus on not only what happens here locally in Carson, but we also have a very specific rural mission. Serving the rurals is very different than serving urban areas. There are elements that are familiar and that, you know, overlap, but it requires a different approach in terms of how we manage working with our rural students. They have different challenges, different things like access that we all need to understand very carefully. So I think that for the rurals like ourselves and GBC, the small schools, there is that huge focus on how we serve rural Nevada. So I wouldn't want that to be lost in the process of having one institution, because at the end of the day, what drives it, it will be where the most resources and where the most students are at, and that will predicate what happens with the decisions made. For us, it's extremely important to serve our rural communities. I come from for me, places like Douglas and Fallon, here they're considered rural. Where I come from, I came from a place, Sam, with no streets. We literally had no paved streets. It was four streets, no stores, no. So when we talk about rural, you know, that's near and dear to me. So I would want to look at that very closely, because I wouldn't want that rural mission to be lost. I'm the product of a rural community, and it's really important for me to continue serving students that come out of that space.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Vince Solis, who's president of Western Nevada College, based in Carson City, with campuses in Fallon and Douglas. And my understanding is all of those campuses do have streets, going back to our last conversation.
Absolutely.
What discussions are you having with Tesla, Google, Switch, builders, other industries, on what their needs are going forward for their employees?
You know, that's a great question, Sam. For us, the relationships that we have with our community partners and industry are extremely important. We try to stay in constant contact through our advisory boards for each of our workforce programs. We know that workforce is the future of Nevada, so we work hard to understand what their needs are. The needs across the board are specialized skill sets. We offer those through our programs, but going back to some of the discussions we had, it's where students need to kind of want to go into those areas and reskill or explore what options are there, because the jobs are high paying, they're great jobs, working for great companies, but in order to get there, Sam, they got to have the skill set. So we work very closely with our partners to understand what skill sets they need, and we customize our training for them.
And then last question here. At what point will lack of housing stunt the growth that we're seeing here in Northern Nevada?
You know, housing is a huge issue for everyone, but it comes with challenges. So for a small institution like ours, we have explored that, Sam, but it comes with tremendous costs. And it's not just about the cost as it relates to what students pay for housing each month, but you have to add additional police, you have to add counselors, you have to add resident advisors. So it's a complicated process that requires a lot of resources.
And that's where we have to leave it. You're a great guest. Please come
back
again soon.
Anytime.
All right, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.